This is episode number 2296 of the Who Cares News for Monday, September 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Dancing with the Stars premieres season 385.
No, it's not that many.
Okay, season 30.
All right.
Something.
30 something. Yeah.
Tonight on.
Yes.
I can't believe it. Disney Plus.
Oh, wow.
If you thought
and
it would
Disney
be on,
Plus only, huh?
Well, if you thought it would be on good old Channel 7 ABC, you would be incorrect.
Wow. Wow. Is this the. I think this is the first of many things. Well, Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives is now on Peacock. And but the thing about Peacock is, I think you can get Peacock for free. Basic Peacock.
You can.
You can't get Disney Plus for free.
No, and part of this chaps my hide.
Yeah, why?
It really does.
Why?
When I worked at the hospital, I worked the overnight shift.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go on at about 7 o'clock or
sure,
so.
Sure.
If Dancing with the Stars is on, you better get your vitals done. You better get your assessments
done. This was 30-something seasons ago, you know.
It hasn't changed. A long time ago. Because once that starts.
Oh, my God.
They don't want to talk to you. And the same when I worked in the home, same thing.
Same thing. Everybody's watching.
Don't bother them.
Now, see, what are they going to do at the assisted living places? Are they going to actually do streaming there?
They would, yes.
They've got to.
Yeah. But I feel bad for all the older folk who they plan on this stuff.
Well,
they,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't have resources and they live alone. Blah,
that's
blah,
tough.
And, you know,
like,
yeah.
I got to check in on my folks because they don't have Disney Plus.
Can you imagine?
And I don't
Will
know. I don't know
Jeopardy
that they're big.
Streaming?
I know, right?
Oh.
I don't know that they're big Dancing with the Stars fans. I doubt it, but I should check. Anyway.
Because there's going to be disappointment in the city tonight.
In the big town.
In any event, we thought it would be great fun to ask you, you know, who these people are. All right, so tell me who you know.
All right, okay.
Charli D'Amelio.
No.
And her mother, Heidi.
Oh, no, no. Haven't a
clue. Well, she's the second most followed person on TikTok. And
really?
Star of the other Hulu reality family series, The D'Amelios.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know.
Joseph Baena.
That name sounds familiar.
Of course it does. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child.
Oh, Joseph.
I'm doing Dancing with the
He's
Stars.
He's on Dancing with the Stars. Oh, my God. Okay.
All Shangela.
Right. Shangela. Sounds like a drag queen.
Absolutely. Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from RuPaul.
Okay.
RuPaul's
all right.
Race.
Okay. All right.
That's a fun show.
That's great. Oh, yeah. It's a great show. Shangela is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
One of the people you crushed on as a child.
Who?
Or a teenager.
Who?
Cheryl Ladd.
Oh, man. I had a poster and everything.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah. But she was a bona fide star.
Yeah.
So she's the old star.
Yeah.
Usually they have an old star.
The one I like the most, who I think is an underrated. Super talented star. Wayne Brady.
Oh, Wayne Brady's gonna kill it. Wayne Brady's gonna win.
Oh, I
predict
think so.
He'll win.
I'm going Wayne Brady all the way.
We're Team Wayne.
Team Wayne. I'm always Team Wayne. He's awesome.
Well, you know what's cool about Disney Plus? You can watch it on demand without any DVR intervention whatsoever. So that's cool. If you want to binge watch the whole season and wait until February or whenever, knock yourself out. And watch all 25 episodes, and
then you already know who won because you can't stay away. From
so
that.
What? You still get to see him do the paso doble.
That's true. And the stories are starting to drop in advance of this Thursday's second season premiere of The Kardashians.
Oh God, no, no, oh no, oh just oh no. Oh, and you know what I hate about these reality shows is because we follow the news so closely.
Bruce.
Everything that happens now, we already know is happening. It's already happened. Like, Pete's gone, but Pete's going to be in the first few episodes. So,
well, this is a bit closer than 8 months.
I think it is.
Because that was just ridiculous.
By the way, let me remind you, Hulu is mostly owned by Disney. So the Kardashians do have Disney discounts. They
we are not going
mouse.
To Disney Princess Route. No,
they
no, no,
work
no, no,
for
no,
the
no,
mouse.
No,
anyway.
No. No, that's when I would stop going.
This is where the lines are not blurred anymore, folks. Disney owns everything.
Anywho, Today's story is about Kravis.
Kravis. I just love that.
The name specifically.
I love that name.
Since February 2021, Courtney and Travis Barker have become better known by fans as Kravis.
Now, did we come up with that name? I thought we came up with Kravis before everybody else. See, okay.
And the real question is
we came up with J-Rod.
Yeah.
We were first on J-Rod. Now, I know it was the obvious thing, but I'm taking credit for it. I'm taking credit for it.
You do that. Whatever makes you feel good. All right, so big, I mean, this is just hard-hitting.
Hard-hitting.
You know, this is like pivotal in their life.
I feel like I'm part of E! News.
And how does Courtney really feel about this?
Well,
new
I
name?
Think she's probably like, could you not call us
Kravis? I mean,
that's
Kravis? A big part of the episode.
Could you not call us Kravis?
I love the name Kravis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
She even shared that she and Travis, they often use a nickname themselves.
Oh, come
saying,
on.
We refer to each other as Kravis sometimes.
I don't buy that. That's
however, Travis said to me the other day, is Kylie and Travis's name Kravis also?
Oh.
And I'm like, no. But why wasn't it? Because they were before us.
They were. Kylie and Travis would be Kravis. Now, that would be something for the Peanut Gallery. Did anybody call them Kravis before? I don't know.
See, I don't think so.
But wasn't Travis Scott like kind of not in the picture after a while with Kylie? I've lost track. The baby,
daddy, kind of,
and they were on the outs
yeah.
after Stormy, and yeah, whatever.
I mean, if it really was confusing because you know Courtney claims there will never be another Kravis. And I say that if it's very confusing, if say Kylie and Travis wanted to be Kravis, well, Courtney and Travis could always be Barkney.
Barkney. I like that.
Barkney. I Barkney.
That sounds better than Triley. I like that. Yeah, Barkney's good. I like
No, because, yeah, Triley.
No, I'm thinking Triley for Travis and Kylie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. They can do that.
Or just ass. wait, that didn't come out right. Well, with our apologies to Kravis, Barkney and Triley and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.